If you've been listening to KUOW for a long time, you may know that librarian Nancy Pearl loves thrillers and mystery novels. Today, she recommends a police procedural, and when it comes to this book, she says you can't tell much about it from its title.
The Whites by Richard Price, writing as Harry Brandt. Now, there's many things to say about this book, but let me just say, The Whites, the title has no racial implications whatsoever.
Is it a family name then?
It is not a family name. This is a police procedural, and what Richard Price, who has spent a wonderful writer, author of Clocks and wrote for The Wire, so he spends a lot of time with the police, with the police forces, going out on night runs with them. So as Richard Price, his books really have societal implications, but he wanted to write, I think as he would put it, a lean, mean thriller. And this is what The Whites is. And because it's with a different publisher than he published his other books with for a variety of reasons, he decided to write this under the name of Harry Brandt. What he discovered when he wrote it is that he can't write any other way than he does as Richard Price. And so he regrets, I think, having written this under a pseudonym, which is why it says Richard Price writing as Harry Brandt.
I have to ask you, a thriller is something I think people get. It's adjectival. But what is a police procedural?
A police procedural is a mystery that, or a thriller, but it's seen from the point of view of the police. So you see the kind of day-to-day, hour-to-hour actions of the police. One of the earliest writers of police procedurals was Ed McBain, the 57th Precinct novels. A writer who took it many steps further and much grittier is Joseph Wambaugh. And Joseph Wambaugh, in one of his essays about or interviews about police procedurals, made this great description that was quoted by Michael Connelly in the New York Times Book Review last week, I think. And it's that these books are not about how the police affect, how the police work cases, but how the cases work police. And that's what this book is about. This book is about a group of policemen who have each of them, all of them but one now left the force, but each of them has a case that an unsolved case or a case that the perpetrator walked or that they could never come to some satisfying conclusion about it. And it's that case that haunts them. It's their white whale.
Ah, and that's what the Whites.
And so that's what The Whites refers to.
No, I'm thinking how interesting it is to write a book from the viewpoint of the police in an era where police-civilian tensions are the subject of ongoing headlines and controversy.
Right.
Is it controversial for a writer like Richard Price to wade in like this?
I don't think so. I mean, Richard, the thing about Richard Price and about all of his novels is that he has enormous empathy and sympathy for every one of his characters, whether they're the cops or whether they're the perpetrators of whatever crime there is. And because in this one, he really tried so hard not to weigh it down with issues like that, you don't get that that sense of he's pushing. You never get the sense with him that he's pushing an agenda. But there's always something like The Wire. The Wire was a great, great, great police procedural that spoke to much larger issues in society.
So just to go back to Richard Price writing as Harry Brandt, will he then just go back to being Richard Price?
Yes, he will. He will go back to being Richard Price. He said in one interview, he said his model for this thinking about writing these kinds of books was John Banville, who writes thrillers under the name Benjamin Black, and he just goes between those two. But I think that Richard Price found that a little harder because this is a Richard Price novel. I mean, whoever wrote it, it's a great, great, great read.
The Whites by Richard Price, writing as Harry Brandt, and it says that. So you, I suppose, can look for it by either author name.
I know. That's going to be interesting. I suspect it's going to be shelved in bookstores, et cetera, libraries under B.
Under B. Well, I can't wait to read it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nancy Pearl brings us a book recommendation every Tuesday on The Record. You can find all of her picks at KUOW.org.